with R.W. Estella on the phone. I'll be back with more music on the other side of this. Good morning, R.W.
Hey, good morning, Allison. 225 years ago, a United States merchant ship named the Empress of China had just sailed out of New York Harbor and was headed for China to begin our first trade mission with that far eastern country. Already in 1785, it was nothing new for Western vessels to journey to Asian realms. Magellan was credited for first having accomplished the passage more than 250 years earlier, in 1521, although his Asian experience was focused in a region now known as the Philippines, where he would lose his life attempting to convert a powerful local chief to Christianity. The history of the human condition is notable in its entirety as a record of sequential successes and failures, ones which either lit up or clouded the day for various spans of time and then gave way to other sequences of successes and failures. In its simplest form, relative to the patterns it exhibits, that history is not unlike the sort of hourly and daily sequences of successes and failures occurring everywhere in nature. Take the past 12 hours worth of snowfall, for example. For more than a few of us, our first success of the day will be measured by hearing school closing announcements. For others, the day's initial success will be the satisfactory culmination of a causal chain. Driveways and roads were plowed, followed by uneventful driving to destinations where the power was on to provide a warm shelter for working. But such successes only fortify us for the nonce, or at least long enough to keep things running sufficiently smoothly so that we're able to generate hopes for additional and new successes. Occasionally, those hopes, however, get a little out of hand so that the successes we envision become too far-ranging and our thoughts begin formatting themselves thusly. Oh, if only I could get this together or that together. And the blank can be filled in with anything from a new bicycle or a new suit to a new car or a new lover, to a new job or a new place to live, any one of them deemed as the prime ingredient for long-range happiness. And indeed, not infrequently when we succeed in such wish fulfillment, we attain a certain euphoria of varying degree. Sometimes the euphoria will last for some time, as in the recent instance of the ascension of a public official, specifically the nation's president. For many of us, our fellow citizens, Barack Obama's November election to the presidency was the beginning of a euphoric sensation that lasted well into the third week of January when he was inaugurated. Many continued to sustain that euphoria. Others of us, seeing the sometimes implacable forces of business as usual that are mitigating many of the campaign hopes and promises, still remain optimistic, although we have sobered significantly from any fleeting euphoria we might have enjoyed just a few weeks ago in late January. Our perpetual tendency to believe all will be right with the world when the big X is solved or resolved keeps us going. Surely we must. We muse all things will be possible for improving the life of everyone on this planet if we can just figure out the big why. Somewhere in there is the spark of life. Simultaneously, our individual and collective raison d'être, our reason for being, to live, hope, fail, succeed, and, as E.E. Cummings liked to say, proceed. From Orono, Maine, enjoy this snow.
There's a pretty thing up on the shelf. You can't reach it by yourself. Close your eyes and let me shake it down. Shake it down. Shake it. When this town is closed up tight, you knock all day and walk all night. You don't have to force it. Shake it down. Shake it down. mountains up and shake it down. Shake it down. Shake it. When the spirit leaves you lost and weak, shake it down. Shake it down.